This is not a show.
Is this a show or a zoo?
Well, this is the show. This is the show.
Really? This is super.
And that's what this show is really about.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
Show? Show? Is it show? Show? Show?
Show me what you got.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Wonderful show for you today. An incredible show for you today. In fact, today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I said that with no fear of contradiction. Two very special guests. Later on this morning, Julie Larish is going to be joining us, Belmont County Hoof and Paw, and what she has been put through by the Psycho Sanderson sisters is unbelievable. They need money to help animals in Belmont County. In fact, that's part of the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
I love playing that thing. So Julie is going to be joining us a little bit later on this morning. But in this first hour, we got another very special guest. His name is Chris Figueretti. And he is, I'm sorry, what was, did you cough or something? Oh, okay. I thought you had coughed. Maybe I coughed. Anyway, he is the pastor of the New Bridge. What's the official name? New Bridge Church?
New Bridge Church.
Okay, great. Yep. In Wheeling. And super successful guy. Doesn't like bragging about it, but started out. Where is the Vineyard? Was that what it was called first?
It was called the Vineyard, yeah.
Okay. And from there, you became so popular. You had so many people come into your sermons. Oh, by the way, one of my guests a couple days ago, Brooke Anderson,
yeah,
who is the marketing person for the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. Lovely human being.
Yeah, just Brooke's fantastic.
Lovely human being. She goes to your church.
She does.
And
has most of her life.
And I asked her, what's Chris Figueredo really like? I mean, the sermons, you know, do you need squirt guns to keep them awake and all that? She says, no, what she does is she takes, she actually said that, she takes notes so she can remember what your sermons were all about. She takes notes. So I asked her, well, what did he talk about? Well, I've got to check my notes. It's like, yeah, geez. So work on the sermon part of it,
yeah,
Pastor.
We'll work on that.
So one of the big success stories now, the congregation, I hope I'm using the right terminology. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? Okay. At the Capitol Theater every Sunday morning, is it 10?
10:30.
10:30. And Capitols can seat up to what, 2,500 or something like that? Like crazy numbers.
I think 2,300.
Okay. Yeah. Just absolutely crazy numbers. But that's not why he is here today, at least not on from my end. It's actually what is going on across the street from the Capitol Theater, and that is what he is here to talk about, the New Bridge Academy for Kids and the NB Cafe. Now, I got a bone to pick with you. I was expecting Emily Rudy here, who's pretty much the brains of the operation with the NB Cafe, but she's not here, so I think you need an explanation here, Chris Figueroa.
Yeah, Emily is not feeling well this morning, so
she's
at home listening.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that excuse before. Oh, yeah. Sure, that,
she was terrified of you, Dimitri.
Yeah, well, that's probably more like it. Yeah, probably sick to her stomach. I don't want to go on with him. He's going to ask me questions. Anyway, give us a background here. The building had been the CA House building at the corner of Main.
Yeah, the building's 130 years old, so it's been a lot of things over the years.
Was it ever a department store?
No, I don't think a department store. It was built in 1892 as the Holly Block. It was a full block long. It's the full block of 10th Street.
Wow.
And it's 26,000 square feet, 130-year-old building, which is
amazing.
It's kind of you got this treasure in the middle of downtown at the gateway to downtown.
Yep.
And, you know, we asked ourselves the question, how can we do the most good with this building for the community? Mm-hmm. One of the things that we wanted to do was preserve the history of that mm-hmm. corner. You know, you've got the Bridge Tavern across the street.
Right.
You've got the Capitol, which is a beautiful building when step back and look at it.
Oh, yeah. Especially at Christmas.
Yeah. And you've got the Suspension Bridge, which if you've not been downtown at night to see the Suspension Bridge, it's epic. It's really just amazing. Yeah. It's a beautiful scene.
So don't plan on driving across it. That's the only thing.
No,
that's a whole different
it's
show.
It's going to be a walking bridge.
That's going to be a whole different show.
But it's really a special corner.
And it's going to be more special.
With the Welcome Center is going to be amazing.
Oh,
so
no
yeah,
no question. So
we had this building. Yeah. We purchased it during COVID because we needed a space for children's ministry on Sunday mornings. And
what does that mean? A children's ministry Sunday morning? What does that
well,
mean?
Well, so we have church services at the Capitol Theater.
Yeah.
And our kids were meeting upstairs in the ballroom, which was not ideal. It was a portable setup. So it's a lot of work on volunteers, and it's the ballroom, you know, it's not, it's loud. It kind of smells like beer from the night before. Not great environment for kids ministry.
Sure.
So we set out to find a place where we could do children's ministry, you know, kids church, basically on their level. And we were able to secure that building over COVID. And so our initial plan was just to maintain the building. You know, H&R Block was on the first floor. There was a Clutch Gaming was on the first floor. I think Wheeling Coin and Hobby was on the first floor. We were just going to rent to them and do our thing on the second floor. There was plenty of space, but we, you know, after we secured the building, we started to ask ourselves, how can we do the most good with this for our community? Because that's the heartbeat of our church. And immediately the need for childcare came to the surface. In fact, I was talking to Mayor Elliott at the time, and his kid had been on a waiting list to get into a childcare for 18 months at that point.
The mayor of Wheeling couldn't get his kid in?
And if the mayor's waiting 18 months, you know, we're hearing stories anywhere from 20 to 30 months to get into a child care. Well, your kid's almost outgrown child care at that point.
Be an adult in a few years.
So you have these families who are shouldering a financial burden because, I mean, whether we like it or not, it's a two-income world right now. You know, it's hard to get by on one income. And so you've got these families who are just in this position where they're barely making it through. And we thought, well, we can offer an exceptional environment for their kids. That's something that we already know how to do because we do it on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. And we set out to renovate this building.
Walk me through the process. First, the most important, because I used to be in a lot of things, got fired everywhere. Real estate, what did it cost to buy this thing and then to renovate this thing?
The building was around $600,000 to secure the building at the time. And then the renovations ran close to $8
million. $8 million?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's not inexpensive to renovate space these days.
For a daycare center in Wheeling? $8 million? Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, you're taking a 130-year-old building and renovating it, and we renovated it in 8 months, which is remarkable by everybody's standards. You know, I mean, we were blown away by it, and we don't take credit for that. Really, our contractor, Graycon Construction, did an amazing job of turning this building around.
What did they do? Give me some idea of what they did.
Well, so they pulled the second floor, they completely gutted, we reconfigured the whole layout so that it would be ideal for child care. We even the hallway has a curve in it that just makes it fun, and you know, just the spaces that we needed specifically tailored to what we were going to do. So that's the second floor. First floor, we had to preserve some of the history, so the tin ceilings on all the rooms facing 10th Street, the tin ceiling is preserved. It's beautiful.
That's why you have that ceiling. We talked about acoustics in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, a little more historic preservation on the first floor. Of course, we preserved the outside, cleaned it up. It was a dingy, tired building when we got it.
It looks brand new. Honestly, Chris, it does. It's just, I still can't believe it's a 130-year-old building. From the outside, it's like, did you... Other than clean, is it the stone or what is that material?
It's
limestone?
Originally, in 1892, it was a Victorian facade, but sometime in the 1930s, we believe, they took these concrete panels that were made to look like limestone and covered the entire outside of it with that. So it made kind of a mid-century Art Deco kind of vibe to the building now. That's what we preserved.
You know,
there was no going back. That was covered in 50, 75 years of soot. And so we We cleaned that, of course, as part of the process. And so it looks great now. And we put canopies on the front and around the side a bit.
Yeah.
Put lights on the outside of it. We've got music piped to the outside. So when you walk by in downtown now, there's music playing.
That's great.
And
our radio, one of our radio stations?
No. But it creates
our next guest is going to be joining us.
It creates quite a vibe there on the corner.
And, I'm sure it does. You know. Did you have asbestos in that building? Did you? And if so, what? How was that? Because, you know, back in the day, asbestos was a cure-all for fire, which I understand.
Sure,
but now it's like... Mm.
Yeah, so we had a minimal amount of asbestos and lead to remediate on the front end. That was the first thing they did in the building. So we had it tested. We had a remediation company come in. It was not terribly expensive because there just wasn't all that much of it. So,
great. You got new pipes there as well, water pipes and everything?
Everything in the building is new, except for the roof. They had put a new roof on, 10 years ago or something, so the roof was in really good shape. But other than that, everything top to bottom brand new.
Wow. What ministry for kids? How do you teach a kid about your faith, especially if he's a first grader or a fourth, or a four-year-old or something like that? What do you do?
You mean like on Sunday mornings?
Well, yeah, for the kids, yeah.
Yeah, so, they get together in groups with kids their age. So first graders are together, second graders are together, and they have activities, coloring sheets, different activities that they do on their level. Then they get together for their own church service. So they'll get the different groups of kids together. So the older kids will all get together in a room and they'll have their own little church service, and then they'll go back to their small groups and meet together for the rest of the time. And then they'll bring the smaller kids in and they'll do something on their level, a church service for them. So, yeah.
What's the most interesting thing you saw when they were doing this over the years? Is there one episode, one moment that you remember is like, aw.
Well, they always do music as part of it, singing, and the kids, unlike the adults, will do hand motions and dances and stuff, and that's really cute. Obviously, stories of things that kids say, because kids say the darndest things, and awfully adorable. It's a lot of fun.
Do you video that with the parents' permission? Do you have recordings of this?
Of Children's Church?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh.
I mean, we've take pictures during the service.
No. I mean the whole thing, if you get the parents' permission, of course, that might be a lovely thing that they would really like, especially later years.
Yeah.
It's just a thought, that's all. Just a thought.
Sure.
More with our guest, Chris Figuretti. He is the pastor of New Bridge Church, and also we're talking about the New Bridge Academy for Kids and the NB Cafe. I'm guessing NB stands for New Bridge?
Yeah.
Thank you. There's a reason why I'm behind the microphone here, Chris. There's a reason. Reason why I graduated high school. So download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Today's program, Wednesday, will be rebroadcast or encored on Saturday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also see our program this morning on Facebook Live, the camera, the iPad cameras focused directly on the star, who is, of course, Chris Figuretti. You're not going to be doing this for me. You're watching for him. And so if you'd like to see Chris Figuretti in this interview, which so far hasn't been too painful, I'm gathering.
I'm doing just fine.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's still early. So then by all means, do that as well. And don't forget Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here.